whenever you're ready.
Oh my God.
Jessica! I've never been called a fox!
Dana.
That's a classy name for a Harry.
I like it classic.
Okay.
Do you?
Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast.
Sure.
Out with the bad and in with the good, motherfuckers.
That's right.
Jessica!
Hi, Dana.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Welcome to the Rants and Raves podcast. Jessica and I have not been together for a couple of weeks.
1 week, but it feels like
an eternity.
It does.
Yeah. Is it really only 1 week?
Yes.
That's interesting. You know, maybe I feel that way because I don't know if our listeners know, but I very unprofessionally edit our our podcast for us. And I was listening to it recently and I was like, am I fucking mean to Jessica?
No.
Am I?
No.
I don't know, because I make fun of things, but it's because you make me laugh so hard.
I think it's hilarious. I know that you think I can be too fancy at times, but that actually
you
makes
are
me
so
laugh
fancy. You're so fancy and you know so many words and
I'm
you're
not
so
fancy.
Smart and that it makes me go, stop, that's ridiculous. But I appreciate and love you and find you to be a huge joy in my life. So I was like, you gotta straighten your shit out, Dana. People are gonna think you're being mean to her when really I'm just, it's like, I don't know if you do this or not, but in the improv community when I used to coach, I would have to explain and teach. I would have to explain to my students or the people I was coaching that if I yell out, stupid, that's high praise from me. I think stupid things are funny. And so if I say stupid, that means I love it. But I realized that.
It's so ridiculous off the charts that it's stupid.
Yes. And stupid to me is fun. But I realized that people were like, why does Dana think I'm stupid?
Oh.
So I had to explain.
It's a good thing you're not an elementary school teacher.
Oh,
other
God.
Than that, I think you're okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Even though you'd probably be a very fun teacher. And I think that's a sign of friendship and people that can laugh with each other. If we can't poke fun at each other on the show and call out the weird things and idiosyncrasies, like I'm still thinking about you eating your cashew chicken while watching a pimple popper video, and I'm never going to be okay with that.
Okay, listen to this. Last week,
mm-hmm.
I went to Missouri and ate cashew chicken and then asked my sisters if they wanted to watch Dr. Pimple
Popper.
They said no.
For the third time, I will ask you to leave your own house.
My baby sister doesn't like that kind of stuff, but I wanted
Neither
her to...
Neither do I.
Jessica, give it a chance. I'm telling you, the stories are so emotional and happy. She's changing lives,
Ew,
Jessica.
I can't.
She's making their lives happy again.
Why aren't you grossed out by anything? Not zits?
No.
Not abscesses?
No.
Not open gaping wounds?
No.
I don't understand.
You know what I don't? I think I told you the only thing I don't really like is bot flies.
Okay.
Where you have to take the tweezers
yes,
and
yes,
pull it
yes,
out.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah. Those I'm not super comfortable with.
Oh, that's the only
that's
thing?
That's the line. For
That's
me.
The limit for you.
Anyway, I just wanted to take a moment to say how much I love and appreciate you.
I love and appreciate you too.
And I think you're hilariously stupid. I honestly, I'm just going to, before we get into like the run of the show and our contact info and stuff, I'm going to take a moment. Some people who know me know that for the past, I would say 2 or 3 years, I really made a major change in my life where I was raised this way, actually, to be very secretive and very hide everything, hide emotions and feelings. Mm-hmm. So I've made a concerted effort to be much more vulnerable.
That's huge.
And that's not an easy journey.
No.
I say that I've learned so much and some of it's been wonderful and sometimes I feel like I get punched in the face.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be vulnerable for a minute because I think it's important. I want other people to know it's okay to be vulnerable too. And I think if there are listeners that are around our age, we're
yes.
all kind of starting to go through this. So last week, Jessica and I were not able to be together because I had to unexpectedly fly home. My mother was in the hospital. She's not doing very well. She has an illness. And so they needed extra help.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went home and it ended up, you know, my schedule, you've seen my calendar. I try to like squeeze you. It's crazy.
Yes.
And it's color coded, not by, it's just colored. My girlfriend was like, oh, I thought like purple was business, green was pleasure. And I was like, no, it's whatever is near me. So oh. There's colors all over, but it means absolutely nothing. So for some reason, last Monday, I woke up and I was like, I don't understand what is going on this week. It's the time of year that usually I'm trying to get jobs. I have appointments for jobs. Yeah. I had nothing. The only thing I had on my calendar that week was a hair appointment. And I was like, my life is falling apart. Like, it's ending itself, but I'm still alive. I don't understand. But sometimes God or the universe or whatever you believe in, I don't like to push my terms on people, but knows what you need more than you do, right? That very day, about 3 hours later, I got a phone call that my mom was in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Dan Tipton shifted into hero mode like he does, got me home quickly. It's not easy. I'm from Springfield, Missouri. Yeah. It's not easy to get in there.
Nope.
He got me there. My baby sister picked me up from the airport with my nephew, who's nice. Ready to drive, and I'm dying. I can't believe it. I think that makes me 175 years old. But she got sick that night, and because of my mom's illness, she couldn't be around her. So my other sister lives in Oklahoma. There was literally no one to help my parents. They needed me.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah.
The timing just couldn't have been more perfect.
And it was a real rough week for me. You know, we've all got shit in our lives, but I think we have those mile markers in our lives too. And this was a mile marker for me.
Mm-hmm.
It was lovely and horrible and frightening and beautiful and full of devotion and memories and all of it's just so much good and bad rolled up into one.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was leaving, I got on the plane and I was going to edit for us. And Jessica, I haven't posted the episode yet today because my life's been crazy. So here's a late, I'm sorry for the late post 3 weeks ago. I don't know when this is coming out. But anyway, I was editing on the plane. I was laughing out loud. You make me laugh so hard. Like, it brought me so much. Because when I got on the plane, I was crying. And then when I sat down and started editing, I was laughing. Legitimately, people must have thought, that woman's insane. She needs to be in a home. But between my laugh and your laugh, it was just insanity. I hope people enjoy listening to it. I feel like people either love us or we drive them crazy.
Yes.
And they just don't listen.
A lot of my friends have told me how much they love your laugh.
Oh, it's so ugly, isn't it?
And as I showed you earlier, somebody sent me a link to the wheezing cartoon dog. I think it's like from Hanna-Barbera.
Yes, it is.
We can link to that.
We have to because
she said that's what my laugh sounds like.
I gotta be honest, she's not wrong. And that's coming from someone who, my mother told me I had an ugly laugh when I was a kid and we were at the movies.
No.
She said it bounces off the movie screen. It's hideous. But all of my sisters, my middle sister and I have the exact same laugh. It's ugly. And when it gets, the uglier it gets, if I'm laughing at you and it's not ugly, I don't really think you're funny. My telltale sign.
Oh.
If I have a pretty like you ain't funny.
Okay. Haven't we all done that? Like either in person with somebody telling a story that you're waiting for the punchline that never happens, or a show and you try to go and like let something out of courtesy. And yeah. I was called out for that once.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I was seated in the front row of a play that's people that we both know years ago. And I have a very loud laugh. I really try to contain it on the podcast.
And
you've heard me
here's
laugh.
Here's a weird thing, too. It's also very deep.
Yes.
But it like it carries.
I mean, my laugh really bounces off
yes,
the movie screen.
I love it. I love it.
But not everybody does love a laugh, okay?
No, that's very true.
They don't. But I don't care if you're offended by my laughter or Dana's for that matter.
Mm-mm. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen. You can go listen to the Hateful and Ugly podcast.
Yeah, I don't want to listen to any of those.
I don't either. When I was home, my dad had to watch the news.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a heart-to-heart with him about stopping watching the news and just reading it occasionally.
Oh.
I hadn't watched the news in so long.
Mm-hmm.
I literally had to put earbuds in and watch Key and Peele because it was making me so upset. Because it's the same stories over and over.
Well, that's
and they're
exactly
always bad.
It. They're always bad. And now I find doesn't really matter what network, at least I probably, there are many that I don't won't get through my cable, but I can't deal with seeing the same thing repeated for the hour-long show. It's like,
especially when it's all awful
and rehashing the same thing. So like you said, I like to go to sites that I trust and actually read some details. And then a lot of times there aren't any new details, and let's move on until we find out more.
And I'm a big proponent of making sure I don't only read like sites that lean towards me if it's political or whatever.
I always look at all sides.
I do too. I'd use the Apple top stories thing, and they usually have a good smattering of, you know, but then that's all I do. Or I watch The Daily Show because that makes me laugh.
Yes.
Is it bad that I get my news from The Daily Show?
No.
Trevor Noah.
Oh, he's so cute.
Nummy, nummy, nummy.
I love him.
I do too. And he's so smart.
He is so smart.
And I feel like we'd have beautiful babies. How was your week, true. Jessica? Was it so uplifting and freeing that I was gone?
No, I missed you terribly and thought about you and what you would have thought of my hair halo because I treated myself. I never do this. I'm not saying I never treat myself, but I never treat myself to like an expensive hair product. I'm not a big product user. I got a real fancy line of Italian hair care products that they sell at Italy and other places, but it's all natural. And it's, of course, like in these crazy colors and a really cute little bottle. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try this. Well, it was crap. Okay?
No, no.
It was $36.
Oh,
I'm embarrassed that I'm admitting this. $36 for a fairly small bottle, but it's like the kind of thing where you use a pea size amount, right?
Sure.
So I put it in. My hair smelled like a cotton candy scented troll doll.
Now
all day
that
long.
Would make me happy.
I did not like it. It smelled like an artificial doll scent.
Okay.
Like my apple dumpling from Strawberry Shortcake or something.
Oh, that sounds like heaven to me.
It made my hair look real crispy.
Oh, yeah.
It like looked like you hadn't washed your hair and then maybe tried to add some hair gel to style it.
Or mousse from the 90s, yeah.
And I used a little bit and I ran it all over my hands and tried to comb it through. And you know what? I'm just going to go back to my crappy John Frieda frizz ease.
Yeah, I get it. I do
also
have...
doesn't work. And that's $5. So I need something in the middle. Any suggestions
please,
are welcome.
You guys, write in and tell us what Jessica can use for her hair halo.
# curly hair don't care. Well, I do care and I need some help with my hair, folks.
No,
it's really changing. It is. The texture of my hair has changed considerably and I don't know how to manage it. I never had this weird cowardly lion unruly.
Stop it. You have beautiful hair.
Ew, I don't.
Don't say ooh to yourself. I don't want you treating my friend that way. I think
it's
your hair is
kind.
So thick and beautiful and you have these gorgeous curls.
Oh, well, you're very kind.
I like
They're just very frizzy. I don't mind the curl. Like, I like it, but it's the frizz. And
there's somebody listening that's going to help you.
Please
I just know it.
Help.
Yeah, I know it. Here's my serious question. How come I didn't get a picture of that crunch?
Because I was kind of mortified and I don't tease my hair, but it was so bad that I couldn't just put it back in a ponytail. Because again, I had washed, I was ready to go to work. Just in a ponytail would have legit looked like I haven't washed my hair in a week. So I kind of like teased it a bit to make it look a little puffier in the front.
Sure, sure, sure.
Like a school marm from the 1860s.
Well, I'm not sure that's the description I would use, but I see what you're saying. Let's just say you're seeing yourself through Jessica colored glasses.
That I think I always do.
Yeah. We all do that. It's hard.
I know. You still look cute and you don't even have makeup on.
Jessica, I don't have eyebrows. They don't grow. They only grow. My sisters and I realized this. We all have eyebrow issues. Always have since we were born. We got it from our mom. So mine grow from the middle towards my ears, but not towards my eyes. Theirs grow from their eyes to the middle and not towards their ears.
How interesting.
And I got boobs and they didn't. Isn't that weird?
Lucky.
Yeah.
For you.
Yeah. I don't want to lose them. My mom always says, don't complain about your boobs. You'll lose them. So I don't want to lose them, but they're a hassle at times.
I know. I've just grown to deal with them over the years.
They're fine.
We're both well endowed in that department.
Lucky us. Well, listen, I want somebody to write in and help you with your hair halo.
Help me, Herbie One Kenobi.
Stop it. Stop it. I'm so mad. That's so funny. I'm mad that I'm laughing at Herbie One Kenobi. Oh my God. Okay, so the way you can get a hold of us to help Herbie One Kenobi is Instagram at the Rants and Raves Podcast. Facebook, the Rants and Raves Podcast is our page. We have a website, therantsandravespodcast.com. Make sure you type in the Rants and Raves. I don't know why I thought we needed to be named the. Somehow in my brain, I was like, no, it's the Rants and Raves. And that, it seemed like we made us smart. I don't know. It was dumb. And our email, therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. Oh, Twitter. You stupid Twitter @raves_the.
Become our third follower.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, hilarious. Please rate, review us, tell your friends about us. We want to keep growing. We need help, and we bet that you guys need help, and we'll find answers for you.
And thank you again for those who have been writing in. We've had some very funny anecdotes just of people adding on to stories that we may have discussed.
We're going to have to start a section where we...
Yep.
Because a lot of people, it inspires them to remember things. Mm-hmm. So we need to have a section where we're... That is like feedback, you know?
I couldn't agree
Maybe
more.
We'll start that next week.
Okay, that sounds fun.
And also, I was thinking this week, because so many people, when things are hard, the people who love you kind of come out of the woodwork to help. I forgot to mention this. My trip last week also coincided with my childhood best friend's spring break, because she's in college and she has family in Springfield. So she came from Oklahoma to spend time with her as well. So it was like, whatever. But anyway, people come out of the woodwork to help you. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking, wouldn't it be lovely if we like have our show and we do our thing and we play our music and it's done? But at the end, maybe we have a section where people, like a radio station, when you call in and dedicate a love song to somebody.
Yes.
If we told people, keep it to about 3 sentences, guys, but we'll shout out your loved ones. And if people want to listen after the show, they can. Kind of like people shout out Patreon supporters.
What is Patreon?
Jessica.
I don't know.
How do you have a podcast and not know what Patreon is?
Oh, no.
Do I have to edit this out of the show?
I think so.
We're going to have a sit-down talk after this episode. Anyway, it's an idea I'm toying with. If you guys like it, hit us up. And we'll...
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about. All right. Are we ready to get into it?
We are.
Okay. I think you're going first today, Jessica.
I am. So I went to Disneyland this weekend. Who doesn't love Disney? I mean, I guess some people don't.
Some people don't, but I do. I like it.
I do. And I love it as much as an average person, right? I'm not a maniac, which is what I'm about to get into about Disney. But I also really do think it's fun.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
an escape.
It's an escape. I'm not super into fantasy or anything like that. But when you are there and in that world and submerged, I like to pretend.
Yeah, you feel happy.
I don't like being taken out of that element when dum-dums do something stupid on a ride, like try to get up. Let me tell you something. Every time, and I mean every time, on the Haunted Mansion, you're going along, the technology and everything was so advanced for when that came out. It's still impressive
as
hell to me. It really holds up. Without fail, every time on that ride, somebody tries to get up and the ride is stopped.
Yes.
Not once, not twice, but thrice.
Yeah.
And God bless the guy who's doing the voice, you know, at the command center or wherever they're controlling it
from.
The
Disney command center. Uh-huh.
He kind of tries to have a ghostly voice like you like to have sometimes when you're talking about apparitions. And he's like, please.
Wait, that I like to have?
You make spooky voices sometimes.
I do?
And it's funny. Yeah.
Please do it for us. I love your accents and voices.
Maybe it wasn't even a full voice. You just like to say, ooh.
So what did he say?
He said something about the silly spirits. So please stay, remain seated in your vehicle. Something like that. Like they're trying to blame it on the wacky spirits in there. But no, it was some ding-a-ling on the ride. What was he trying to touch? Or she? I mean, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Why would you try to stand up in a ride? Most of the injuries or fatalities that have happened at any theme park are oftentimes because somebody's like, when it happened most recently, it's because somebody stood up on a roller coaster. Like, I just don't understand that. So I don't like being taken out of that world. Wow. I just really digress just about somebody getting
it
up on
you.
The Haunted Mansion, because it took me out of the world. I am truly pretending that I am going through a seance and looking at a waltz in the ballroom.
Yeah.
And then when you're there and the music's playing and the spirits are talking, and then to hear, excuse me, please stay, you know, seated in the cart. I just want to wring somebody's neck.
Well, by your impression there, it doesn't seem like he tried very hard on a ghosty voice.
Oh, man. So another thing I noticed in Disney, I mean, you can't miss it. There's all kinds of themes, right? Like the groups that go there, families. We were behind one family. I'm like, what, are they following us around the park? It was a whole motley crew, and boy, were they a motley crew. And there was Papa of the birthday girl, Yaya of the birthday girl, Sister of the birthday girl, Dad of the birthday. I mean, it just went on and on and on. That's fine. I'm not.
I saw a family because, oddly enough, I went to Silver Dollar City in Branson, Missouri.
Yeah,
at Disney.
That's amazing.
I took my nephew because he was on spring break, and what kid wants to spend spring break in a hospital? So we went to Silver Dollar City with my best friend and her family.
That's amazing.
And there I saw a family that all of the kids and the wife had I'm with him, and the dad had I'm him.
Oh.
So I know what you mean. Yeah.
That's cute.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of stuff, right? There's the people that are obsessed with the pins. Collecting.
Yes.
Oh my God. With
and
their lanyard.
And, yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
So all kinds of things. But what really caught my eye this time, I kind of made a joke when I saw it once a few years ago. I just saw one person wearing one. It was like an MC style jacket. Any Sons of Anarchy fans out there?
Oh, okay.
Like MC, like short for motor club or motorcycle club, you know, where they have like usually a vest, like the sleeves are off. It's maybe a jean vest or leather. It has the big image, the large patch on the back of whatever that group is called.
Uh-huh.
It has the name of it.
Their gang name.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or social club, if you will. So, you know, like, for instance, Sons of Anarchy, it had, like, the Grim Reaper was their image in the center. And then it says Sons of at the top and then Anarchy at the bottom. Well, there's one that the Grim Reaper is Darth Vader, and it says Sons of Anakin.
Ooh.
That's just one of so many. Mm. But I started noticing it, and I'm like, oh, I like thought it was just kind of like a novelty, or, oh, wow, they're selling those at the park.
Yeah, kind of cute, like a parody of something rough, but using something.
But
soft.
The park isn't selling it. This is like something people are doing on the outside.
Yeah, I don't think Disney would support, you know, how there's motorcycle gangs and really aggressive, hateful people. Let's do a parody on that.
Well, you know how they would have like special patches for like maybe a member of the club that passed away or things honoring?
Yeah.
So one dude had one that said RIP in memory of Walt. And it was like on
Are
the bottom.
Are you serious?
No, it was really, really trippy.
That's hardcore.
It is hardcore, but there was a lot of different
social clubs walking
around Disney.
Why do you want to appear hardcore?
Well, that's what I want to know. There was another group called the Bear Necessities.
No.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember. Bear Necessities, the simple bear necessities.
Worry about your worry and your strife. Beatles, say necessities, beat the bucket, kickities.
I don't know the words.
I'm crying right now. I am crying because if I had a camera, Dana could have done mocap for the remake of The Jungle Book. Oh my God. Again, a few people have written in and actually said, oh, I wish you guys would do an episode on Facebook Live or something so we can see you. Listener, whoever you are, I wish that you could have just seen what I experienced.
Well, I wish people could see you when you do all your accents. I never know the words.
You know what? I think we did a pretty good job recalling 321 Contact.
I think we did too.
That we hadn't heard in years.
A few years.
A few years.
Yeah, thank you for the pause. That was respectful.
But people just need to take it down a notch. Like... It's Disney.
It's
like
Disney.
Let's just have fun, and some things don't need to cross over into fun land, right?
Right. Like, maybe motorcycle gangs don't need to cross over.
MC.
Oh, sorry. Clubs.
Have you ever seen Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah, just a few of them, but it felt a little close to home.
Oh.
It was kind of weird because all my uncles and stuff had motorcycles all the time, but they weren't in clubs.
They weren't in a club.
They weren't in the Goosebumps. What's, no, not right.
Goosebumps.
Heard
the Young Readers novel series.
No, who's the motorcycle game that's not Goosebumps? You're right. That's a mistake.
I don't want to say it on
Goose Herders?
No, I don't know who you're talking about.
You don't?
About.
I'm going to have to figure it out.
I am shocked. I know like two major groups and it's not that one.
Goosers.
I think you made that up.
Did I?
Maybe it was just a social club of Springfield and
no,
not an
MC. No, I don't think so. I think I've seen them in California.
Really?
Goose people.
There's different ones. I really liked the gang that was in, club that was in a Starbucks that I was in recently.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah, there was a lot of them and I was like, oh.
Now, listen, I think Sons of Anarchy shows the dark side.
Yes.
I think there are some motorcycle oh my God, what happened to
clubs
that do charity and good work?
Well, do you know about those guys that show up
to protect kids from bullying?
Yeah.
I can't. I love it so much. It makes me cry all the time.
I know. They've also shown up like in support for people. Not that they're going into the court, but I feel like they might show up for like cases also dealing with children. Yeah.
Aww.
Domestic violence, different things. There's definitely a whole gamut of things.
Yeah. So there's a good in every I'm trying to think of a saying. Oh, how about this? One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl. I don't care what they say. I don't care what you've heard now. Hyphen the Osmonds.
Amazing.
Well, did you have fun?
I did. It was good. Man, did I feel old. I will tell you this. It's very exhausting. I mean, I'm not that old, but I felt like I was like three times my age.
Yeah.
The rides kind of jerk around and they're very well made compared to some jank little roadside carnival, right?
Yeah.
But every single coaster in particular, and there's quite a few roller coasters, they take a very violent jerk right before they go uphill.
Yeah.
So every time you're like going along and you think it's fine, and then you're about to hit that incline and it goes ksh, ksh,
yes
real quick. Well, every time it happened, it hit me in the exact spot in my shoulder blade that just like radiated. So like I shrieked every time.
Like, lady,
shrieked
this
out
isn't
in
even
pain
scary yet.
I know. And you would think that a smart person maybe would have stayed away from the coasters. Nope, just had to go on all of them, and in fact had to go on my favorite ride of all, Big Thunder Mountain.
Yeah,
twice.
Yeah, you know what you did that wasn't smart? You should have just took some ibuprofen.
I know.
Yeah,
or
and
try to relax
that way. When your back got janked up, you wouldn't feel it.
Or like make my body relax, right, and like kind of limp instead of like seizing up. Like I'm one of those people, if I am scared, that's why I was horrible at softball. If a ball was coming towards me, I just tensed up like a lunatic, and I had like no dexterity because I was just kind of like a frozen statue. And so I froze up every time it was about
to
jerk.
And that hurts you more.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why sometimes, this is a terrible parallel, maybe I should stop myself.
No.
But that's why sometimes when drunk people are in car accidents, they survive and other people don't, because they're drunk and they just are relaxed.
Yep, their body's like jello.
I know. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, way to make that morbid, Dana.
Yeah. I will tell you something in particularly magical. So it was my husband's birthday this past weekend.
Shout out to Alan.
Yeah. So we went down and had like, we don't get to travel that much. And if we do, it's usually
for family.
See family and whatever. So we always try once or twice a year to literally have what we call our mini vacay, meaning 24 to 36 hours within
that.
2 hours of Los Angeles.
Sure.
So, yes, we're close enough to go to Disney, but I was like, his actual birthday was the day before we went to the park. And I'm like, let's drive to Anaheim. Let's get a hotel and have
that.
A nice dinner and all that. So it was great. So when we went on Big Thunder Mountain, we went once during the daytime and once in the evening. And when we went at the evening, it was when the Disney fireworks started.
Yeah.
And it was spectacular.
Yeah, it's amazing.
On the roller coaster with the fireworks above.
Oh, wow.
It was really kind of magical.
Yeah. Their fireworks show is magical.
Amazing.
And that laser. Water show.
I've never seen
it's
that.
It's incredible.
And I heard Ursula's voice and I'm like, I gotta go see what that is.
Because it reminded you of yours.
Poor unfortunate souls.
We do not have a musical show. I'm not sure why we sing so much. Well, I rode, so Silver Dollar City.
Yeah. Is it like Dollywood or Pigeon Forge, but of Missouri?
I mean, it's, nobody says Missouri, Jessica. And also, Dolly has the Dixieland Stampede in Branson, so.
Oh.
Yeah. But Eric Stone Street gets so mad at me because he goes there every once in a while because his family's from Kansas City and it's kind of in between. It's a kind of a fun thing to do. And
totally.
So I, every time he posts about it, especially at Christmas, it's really magical because it's very country.
Yeah.
But it's comfy country. Mm-hmm. It's like kettle corn and corn on the cob and sausage skillets and you know what I mean?
Now who has an accent?
Oh, you should have heard me last night when I got off the plane. Dan was like, you got to calm your mouth down. Oof, you hick. So I love doing all that stuff mm-hmm. and, you know, it. But I do have a little chip on my shoulder.
About?
I auditioned for that theme park 3 times. To be a performer there.
And did not
and
get
they, nope.
who's laughing now, Silver Dollar City?
I'm so glad you said it. But we had a good time. And, you know, they have the, you know, the pirate boat that swings back and forth.
Scariest ride ever.
No, yeah. Jessica, calm down.
Don't like it one bit.
Small children can get on there and there aren't even seat belts.
Well, I am
Jessica.
A large grown ass woman. And every time I'm on that ride, I feel like I'm coming out of the seat and I cannot go on that ride.
Well, this one, I had never been on one that has a cup of water in the center of it in a mug.
Why?
And they're like, I'm just going to leave my water here so I can run the ride, right? It's like this whole show they put on, whatever. And it really does have water in it. And when it swings, it really sticks there and it doesn't spill.
No way.
And so I was riding with my best friend's little niece and she put her fingers in it and I was like, oh my God, it is real. It really is full of water. And we do the ride and it's not spilling. So this brainiac decides to stick her fingers in it. Ew. Why? Don't know. Already been proven to me that it's real. No reason to do that, Dana.
And recirculated.
And how many fingers have been in that thing? So the ride is slowing down and I'm like, put my fingers in. It spills. And pours all over the people in front of me.
Come on.
And then the cup started sliding into their lap. I go, no. Lunge myself and grab the handle of the cup, which then splashes more water on them. I mean, I'm a nightmare.
There's so much happening that I don't understand. And it's amazing. So you are that, you stood up on the ride to try to get the cup.
Jessica, stop. I didn't stand up. I leaned forward slow-mo.
You're the person that stops the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does everyone have a cup of water in front of them? It's just in the center of the ride.
It's just in the center, and that's where she wanted to ride.
And you guys could reach it?
She stuck her fingers in it.
She's a child.
Hey, she is 5. Yeah, it wasn't smart. It wasn't.
Unbelievable.
But they have like a saloon show there and they blow glass and make candy.
Wait, what do you mean a saloon show?
Yeah, it's a family friendly saloon show. And that's, I always dreamed I could work there, but I was like, you're not pretty enough. So they have these fancy, like, you know, when you get those fake tintype pictures?
Yes.
And the feather headdresses and the lacy can-can dresses.
100%.
So it's that. And they sing songs and do like grandma and grandpa comedy where it's like,
got it.
Oh, grandma, with their thumbs up, you know, that kind of bald knobbers comedy.
Nothing says funny like a farting grandma.
What? Well, I'm plum tuckered. But you get into it and you're like, yeah, you are.
I mean, I have a suggestion that it's not the same thing, but it might fulfill a fantasy of yesteryear for you.
Mm-hmm.
The Renaissance and Pleasure Fair.
I want to go so bad. Okay, I have never been.
Please. Then this, all the things we're saying we're going to do, we're going to the Renaissance Fair.
And I do enjoy that kind of comedy.
It's amazing. The one that we have out here is very impressive.
Yes, that's what I've heard. Do you know the comedian Drew Talbert?
Mm-mm.
He runs in our circle, and I did a couple of short films with him. He just had a baby. He's very funny, and he does this dumb YouTube show called Curtis the Creep, where he wears this stupid wig. There is nothing intelligent about it, and it's so funny to me. And he did one episode where he took his weirdo Curtis Creep to the Renaissance Fair out here. And
no way.
They loved him, because they love people that interact with them.
Yes.
It was hilarious.
I mean, some of the performers, like there's a guy who flies out every weekend for the 6 weeks that it's going out here. And again, there's different Renaissance fairs, but like this leg, the Renaissance and Pleasure Fair, goes to other cities, but it's the same one that comes to the LA County area every year. This guy, I think his name is Mooney.
Okay.
He flies back and forth every weekend.
Is that his show name?
Yes, that's like his character's name.
Okay.
I think he's based out of Chicago. The guy is like a legend.
Oh, and wow.
His shows are packed. Like once you're in, you don't have to pay to see the different shows, but like a lot of the performers, and I have a friend of a friend who's part of a performing family there. They're called the Clan Tinker.
Yeah, you know, Jamie Dimbo created a show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Called Rennie.
Yes.
Yes.
Because she and her husband did Renaissance fairs and stuff. People are serious about it. In my home in Kansas City, they used to have one and I never got to go, but everyone constantly talked about Puke and Snot. That was our famous comedy people, Puke and Snot.
We're going, and I never wanted to work at one necessarily, but I always love going and partaking. And when I was in college, this girl who just really, we all know those people that have no filter, have no tact, don't know where to stop.
Yeah.
She kept asking me every time she'd see me, like if I'd go into the costume department, she'd be like, again, that Renaissance fair is starting in about a month. They're still accepting applications. I'm like, thank you so much. I already have plans for the summer or whatever. And she'd say, my lady would make a very buxom wench.
That is hysterical because I was getting ready to tell you what excites me about the Renaissance Fair is the thought of wearing those fluffy dresses that push my boobs up and they never move. They just look round and pretty.
Yes.
Well, she's not wrong, Jessica.
Well, she also had to keep going because she was trying to convince me and said, a woman of your stature would have been very revered in medieval times.
See, that makes me want to walk into the ocean.
Like, she couldn't let it go.
No.
I'm like, I got it, lady.
No, I get it.
I know. Yeah. I'm like one of those paintings. Please.
Yeah. I wish I was better at Photoshop so I could put your face on a painting.
Oh, my God. And let me tell you something. Your eyes are going to bug out of your head.
Because I can't wait.
What you're talking about with the boobs. Yeah. We're not just talking about like a bit of a hoist or a bustier or even a push-up bra.
Yeah.
There are people there that you are going to be obsessed to figure out how their areola is not showing because that is how heaved
it's up. Spilling. Yeah.
You've never seen anything
you
like it.
You don't see any pepperonis?
It makes you and I look like we have mosquito bites.
No, no pepperonis are out.
No, but it's right on the cusp.
Oh,
and there's
impressive.
No way.
Do you think it's
sweating and all that velvet and animal fur?
No, now you're grossing.
That you're going to tell me that boob tape works because that doesn't work for people like me. That works for like J-Lo
you are in a low cut dress. At the mouth
I know.
So mad.
Or those petals that you can just put over the nips.
No, no, no.
Oh, yeah. And then I'll just go without my bra and no one will notice. Right.
I couldn't. My parents' neighbors are so sweet next door. And the old man came up. They call him the old man. I don't.
Oh.
That's mean. He came over to see how my mom was and couldn't come in because none of us had bras on.
I'm the same. Even if I like take the garbage out at my apartment building,
I will put on a bra.
I have to put on a bra. I'm like, I'm even embarrassed walking around my own house when I'm alone.
Yeah.
Because they just feel like they have a mind of their own.
Oh, they do. Yeah. That is the reason why they call them knockers. Because they're hanging down, knocking your tummy, knocking each other, knocking furniture.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. We have to go to the Renaissance Fair.
We do.
I let us go really, really long today on this. So I do have a rant, but thankfully we don't have to talk about it long because it's about myself.
Rant it up.
This aggravates me tremendously.
What?
Jessica, I cannot believe how frequently I say the word like.
Probably as much as I say, that
makes me
feel better.
Yeah, it does. Because when I listen to us editing, I do have to edit out some but I never, it doesn't bother me. I don't really, I just
said
do
it again.
No, that was a that wasn't a
It also causes pausing and all that.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. But when I say like, I sound like if a bunny rabbit became a human and was just fucking stupid.
Not at all.
Yeah. And then I say it so much in ways that I can't cut it out or the sentence doesn't make sense.
Sure.
I went to college, Jessica.
I used to say it a lot, and my grandmother used to call me out for it.
Now, my family called me out. I try not to say, you know, at the end of a sentence. And then I got mad at them once when they were like, you say, you know, all the time. And Dan Tipton said that to me, too. And I said, it's because none of you fuckers listen to me. So I'm trying to get confirmation that you heard.
I love that you just said that because Alan's like, yeah, I know. Or no, I don't know. He says that all the time. And I said, for the same reason, I'm like, I'm just trying to get some kind of
confirmation,
affirmation. I don't even know what the word is. An acknowledgement.
Acknowledgement.
That you have heard me. You have listened. You are processing the information.
Yes.
Instead of this, which is sometimes his response. That's him pretending that I've gone on too long explaining something and he's fallen asleep.
Oh my God. I told my dad, my father, who I am supposed to respect, last week, I said something to him and it was all high tension and we did laugh a lot and stuff. And this was one of the moments we laughed because I was such a jerk because I talked to him. There were several times I had started talking and someone would stop, would start talking over me. And I would say to myself, and no one was listening, but I would go, okay, guess I won't finish that sentence, right? And no one heard. And so then it just kept boiling and boiling, and we were stressed anyway. And so at one point I said something to him, and he had his Powell scowl on, playing a video game on his phone. And I said something, he didn't respond, and I said, Gary, it is common courtesy to let people know when you have heard what they said and confirm that so that they don't need to repeat themselves or say things like, you know, are you listening? Did you hear me? And he looked at me and he goes, I heard you. And I said, then just say it.
That is
and
amazing.
Of course, it was such a crazy moment. We all just started laughing because
including Gary.
Gary. Yeah.
Oh, God,
but
so
then he
good.
it was a Gary laugh. It's a Powell scowl equivalent where his face is still scowling, but his body kind of bounces.
Hilarious.
Yeah. My dad's the best. He's great.
That's so cute.
But I just said at it. It is Gary. It is common courtesy. I hate how much I say like, and I'm really going to try it. Maybe you should point out.
Have a like buzzer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God,
no, I already make enough noises, tapping my pen, jiggling your table.
Have you noticed me looking all around your body today because something is going... And I think it's a zipper hitting the floor.
A zipper? Well, I don't have... I'm not wearing...
Is there a cord hitting something? I keep...
No.
That's why... That's it. What is it?
Oh, it's the chair.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I think I can get it out, but if I can't, too bad, suckers.
First it was pee, now it's... Now it's weak wood that's squeaking.
I was writing down some medication stuff for my mom, and I had my notebook out, and at the top of the page, it said, reminder, Jessica peed.
Oh,
because I wanted
no.
you to tell the story. And I didn't explain to anybody. It wasn't the time or place.
Oh, that is too much.
So that's my rant for this week. I hate my mouth. All right, moving on. I want to get to a weirdo of the week, and I asked you if you wanted to know.
No, I
don't. Do we
have
a song for weirdo of the week?
No.
I don't think we ever have. Do you want to write one?
Sure.
How's it go, Jessica?
You're weird.
Stop.
You're so very weird.
Stop.
Why must you bring your weirdness here?
You are never going to remember that.
I won't.
You're
never
going to remember that.
I don't think I'm going to get any royalties for it either.
And also, if they're weird, can you really rationalize with them and ask them why they bring their weirdness here?
I just pictured that I was like John C. Reilly.
You closed your eyes.
Yeah.
You went away for a minute. Okay, so I brought this weirdo of the week because it really bothered my dad, and I've been with my family. There are, I'm sure everywhere, but in my hometown, there are a lot of grown-ass adults who think it's very funny to wear matching onesie jammies to Walmart.
What?
Matching full-body footsie onesie jammies with the zipper. You know what I'm talking about. They were really popular for Halloween.
Because I saw a woman in one at Target a few weeks ago, and it really bothered me.
Really?
A grown woman. Yes.
And here's the thing. It is... I hate to be judgmental. Weirdo of the Week always makes me a little nervous because I don't want to seem like an asshole. But like, we have these societal norms that we've all kind of said, right? And I don't necessarily think that's good. I think we should, you do you, man. Sarah Knight, look her books up. They're great. You do you. It ain't bothering me if you're in a full onesie, but it does make my face scrunch up. I don't understand why.
It does bother me because it's pajamas.
It's pajamas. It is. That's what they're made for.
Unless there's a pajama party at school and you're a child, then you do not need to wear pajamas outside of your home, a long road trip, or the hospital.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree with that. Or Halloween.
Yeah, if you're going as a baby. Oh, how original.
Or if you're going as the operation doll. Didn't you ever see those? I bought one of those for Dan Tipton.
Oh, that's like a unitard.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about. Dan Tipton was literally mad at me. He was legitimately angry at me for buying that and did not wear it.
Of course he didn't, because he would have let the entire world know what the size of his ween was. Jesus, that thing is like painted on.
Big, and also he doesn't
bought
have anything
big.
He doesn't have anything to be ashamed of.
The dude
lacking.
Okay, you have a very adorable husband and people should be able to wear whatever they want, but I will remind you that that petite little man that wore that unitard that showed every organ in the body, his name was Slim Goodbody.
Yes, I remember.
He had the body of a 10-year-old boy.
But that was spandex. This was like fluffy stuffed animal material, and I bought it kind of big.
Oh.
Yeah, and I thought the reason I bought it, I didn't buy it because I was trying to be cutesy. I bought it because I thought it would be a real easy Halloween thing for him. He could leave his clothes on underneath and just zip it up and go trick-or-treating.
Or are you into furries and this is the way you're letting us all know?
Thank you. Thank you. No, Jessica! No, I thought it would be an easy Halloween. He was actually mad at me.
I'm crying and I can just picture his face. So, oh my God.
I was like, Henry likes that. He'll think it's cute. No, no. And I do think we need,
hysterical.
Like, you do you, right?
Yes.
So is it really right for us to get aggravated about it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I accept that answer.
You're a grown adult.
And if I'm dating someone that thinks it's cute to wear that with me.
Then I don't like your boyfriend or girlfriend.
I mean, right? I don't know. Maybe we're just jerks.
I'm going to really put my foot down on this.
Okay.
It's not okay.
Great.
To be in pajamas in public.
Kind of, right? Like, how long does it take to put on a t-shirt?
I even don't like it. Like, look, if you're at home and your kid's running around in a diaper, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But like, when I even see like kids out and they're just in like a
diaper,
I'm like that.
Unless they're at the beach or something. And then
exactly.
It still bothers me if it's not a swim diaper, just
exactly.
Because that's really heavy on a child. Yeah, that's my weirdo of the week. The onesies, it makes my dad angry.
Or weirdos of the week, since
yeah,
you said there's
couple.
Groups, there's gangs, there is pajama gangs in Springfield, Missouri. Be warned.
This is how fake news starts, Jessica. Starts. Now the population of Springfield's going to start going down because people are afraid to move there because of the pajama gangs.
They'll always have Branson.
That's very true. It brings a lot of people.
Tons of stuff in Missouri.
Yeah, because it's a fun, it's an amusement park that's not Six Flags.
Do you have a river boat that goes down the Mississippi?
No, not in Branson. The Mississippi doesn't go through Branson. But there is everybody sits in baby seats in a big tire and goes through.
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
The giant tractor tires that float on the waves.
No, but I want to.
They're big tires. They have them at Disneyland and Universal.
I have no idea
it's
what you're talking about.
It's a big circle tire thing that floats on the water and you all sit in a chair in a circle.
Oh, yeah. Nope.
What do you mean, nope?
Then you're soaking wet in that filthy water.
Wait,
for...
did you say flarn?
Yes.
What is flarn?
I don't know. It is. And you know what? I'll go on that every few years. And I'm like, no, okay, fine. I always am in the seat that you think you're fine. Mm-hmm. And then I'm telling you, someone legit is controlling it because it just conveniently, like some kind of
spins
casino wheel goes directly to the spot and puts me in a frozen position under
a waterfall.
Yep.
I have even tried like, ooh, I'm going to get smart and sit in the wettest seat there is because Murphy's mm-hmm, Law will be mm-hmm. the driest seat gets mm-hmm. soaked. Nope, didn't work. I still got soaked.
Also, aren't you scared that you're going to contract like amoebic dysentery or something from that water getting in your eyes, in your mouth?
Oh, yeah, I never was until this very second. Thank you, you fucking asshole.
Well, no. When I was growing up, a kid died at Whitewater Park in Atlanta, Georgia, an amazing water park. And, you know, our big river in Georgia is called the Chattahoochee.
Mm. So down yonder in the Chattahoochee, on the Hoochie Coochie. That's a real song. Keep going.
I had to hear it one too many times when my new high school, when it was built, was named Chattahoochee High School, and we were not having it.
Yeah.
I just forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, because I interrupted
no.
you.
No. Oh, the Little Hooch. The Lil Hooch. So it was like the lazy river that went around the entire park,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
Well, somebody took a crap in there. I'm not making this up.
Ew.
Somebody defecated in the Lil Hooch. And because water gets in your eyes and mouth and all that, a kid died from E. coli.
Oh my God, Jessica.
So,
that's the worst story you've ever told.
It is, because a grown-up pooed in a lazy river.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh my word, that's awful.
So people tried to get me to go to Schlitterbahn in Austin, Texas, which is like all the... No.
Schlitterbahn? That sounds German. What is it?
Is it
a like German cinnamon
mega...
roll store?
I wish. That would be Strudelbahn.
Oh, okay.
Oh man, people have respect in public places.
Have some respect for rides, people.
Yeah.
Ew.
Do you have a water park in Missouri?
Yeah, oh, it's Missouri.
Are you sure?
You hick. I am sure it's Missouri.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we have Whitewater.
You do have Whitewater.
Yeah,
so maybe it's a chain.
Do you have Whitewater?
That's where the Lil Hooch was in the Atlanta Ocean.
Oh.
Instead of the Atlantic.
Atlantic. I got it. Thank you. Amazing. Yeah, water parks scare me a little bit.
Yeah.
Just for dirty reasons.
Mm-hmm. I also
and body
don't like
reasons.
Walking barefoot in wet areas.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of reasons.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So if you're going to a water park, plug your orifices and take a silkwood shower and you'll be fine.
I love how we're like, our show is about positivity. We want to feel good. We're going to rant about a couple of little silly things and then we're going to rave about the wonderful. And then we only talk about doom and horror.
You know what? If you don't talk about it, it's going to erupt like a volcano.
Again, that's morbid and horrible. Should we switch over to our ravey section?
Let's do it.
Okay, you go first today.
Okay, so this week's rave is an organization called Kylie's Colors. And I was made aware of Kylie's Colors through one of my dearest friends from college, my friend Karen Miller. I'm going to tell you about this organization and then why Karen let me know about it. Kylie's Colors is a faith-based company whose mission is to honor the life and legacy of a precious two-year-old little girl named Kylie. Hmm. She battled stage 4 high risk neuroblastoma for 13 months before gaining her angel wings.
Oh, baby.
With every bottle of polish Kylie Colors sells, we honor her life as well as the life of other children battling cancer while bringing awareness to childhood cancer.
That is amazing.
It's beautiful.
And it's nail polish?
It's nail polish. So their website, and we will post this, Kylie's with a K, K-Y-L-I-E-S, and then colors also with a K, kyliescolors.com. This organization gives 100% of the proceeds from what they sell back to families and to things supporting childhood cancer.
100%?
100%.
So they're actually going in the hole because who's paying for the supplies?
They are. Everything that they do there is run on a volunteer basis. So I'm not being gauche. I don't know how. I mean, a lot of people do this, or maybe they have a silent donor supporter, or someone that's providing it. But the polish is $10 a bottle, and 100% of it goes back to the family. I'm really digressing. Each year, they choose a certain number of children, like people can be nominated. And then based on all the different submissions, they pick a certain amount of children who can name a color. So
the children name the color.
The children name the color.
Gosh.
So this sweet little girl, Ellen, who is my friend Karen's niece, was diagnosed with a form of leukemia last year. And she just got to name her color, and it's called Born to Pose.
I love it.
It's adorable. And because she was always posing ever since she was a teeny little kid, even in times where you're supposed to be a little serious for, you know, a pretty family picture. And her dad said, come on, honey, you know, we're going to take this picture. And she said, Daddy, I was born to pose.
Oh my God. That's so cute.
So it's so sweet. Born to Pose is a beautiful flamingo pink, handpicked and named by Ellen Miller. She is one of the 2019 Spring Collection honorees. Ellen is 7 years old. She is fun and sassy and our favorite little girl. She was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia B cell on September 19th, 2018. She is currently being treated at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee. The treatment for all ALL, is a 2.5-year journey. So there's so much that goes along with this. And I know Dana also has a very close friend that's also going through this.
Struggling, yeah. He's 13.
But I will tell you guys, we all need to listen to our bodies and our children. And we're all guilty of complaining or being, don't feel well.
Or telling our kids, you'll be all right. Just lay down.
And she started having pain in her leg while they were at a movie. And they just thought maybe her leg went to sleep and whatever. And she kind of limped around that day, and she still had pain the next day, and they took her to the doctor, and the doctor ran some blood work, and in a fairly short time, within like a week or so, they thought she had a bone infection. She was sent to a special children's hospital. Then they received the diagnosis. So everybody, listen to your bodies, listen to your kids. We all need to get checked out on a regular basis. Yeah. And again, back to this organization and the special color in Ellen's honor. I'm personally going to order some bottles of Born to Pose to support our little Miss Ellen.
We have to get some, and then we'll go get our nails painted with it.
Yes.
And post pictures.
Totally.
I love that. And I mean, how often are you just like at the drugstore and you're like, oh, that's a cute color, and you pick up a bottle of Bessie or you know, Sally's Beauty or whatever. It's
totally
nothing to just pick that up sometimes when you're not thinking about it.
Absolutely.
And again, I want to say, I know we always shout out, you know, organizations and things you can donate to, and we don't have the money to donate to everything. I totally get that. But sometimes just talking about it or sharing it, there's someone who will.
Totally. And again, this money goes back to these families because, okay, St. Jude's actually is amazing because it's all run on donation. Like if someone is being treated there, they don't have to pay for the treatment. But parents have to miss work.
Yes.
Clearly,
yes.
Some people have to give up their job entirely to care for anyone who's sick, especially when it's a child. So there's a lot of different factors. They have another daughter who, you know, is healthy and is in school. She's got to have some stability and regular time in her life. There's so many different factors. So I love that it's a fun thing. I love that the kids get to pick whatever their favorite color is and
name it.
And that 100% of the proceeds goes to the family.
That is incredible.
Polish's name for it. Yeah.
I love it. Kylie's Colors.
Kylie's Colors.
I love it so much.
It's a great, great organization, and we are going to link to their website.
Yeah, spread the word, guys. That's a good one.
Yeah.
They're all good ones.
I'm always good, like,
you guys, but this one. But also this one, guys. You guys, seriously, though, this time, like this one. It's all amazing. Giving back in goodness is just amazing.
Totally.
Yeah, I love it. Are you ready for my rave?
Oh, yeah, I am.
So I'm doing something a little different this week, and I cleared it with Jessica first. So don't think I'm going rogue. But when I came home, a good friend of mine, shout out Becky Dorf. I love her to death. She was like, I think you might need this tonight, just before you go to sleep. And it was this happy, happy video. And I am going to actually play it for you, because even though you can't see it, I know we're an audio podcast. I get it, guys. Still, even listening to it is precious. So I would recommend listening to it here and then going and finding the video, because the video, you watched it, right, Jessica?
I did. It stole my heart.
I mean, did you just die? And then I'll tell you what my friend's conversation, we texted back and forth about it for probably 45 minutes. We were Googling things. It's called Mothering a Duck. This is a news story from CBSNews.com. I don't want people to think we're stealing material. I always try to credit people, but I'm just literally gonna play it. So hey, audiophiles, the sound's not gonna be great.
Deal with it,
because you're gonna be so effing happy when this is done, I promise. Okay, here we go.
Now Steve Hartman with an update of a story that's just ducky.
A lot of kids go to the park to see ducks, but 8-year-old Kylie Brown of Freeport, Maine takes her duck to see the park. As we first reported a few years ago, Snowflake goes into the pond and then returns when called, because Snowflake truly believes that Kylie is his mother, and the duck is not alone in this delusion.
I'm his mom.
But you're not really his mom.
Yep, I'm his mom.
How did you first find out?
That he was a duck?
No, that... Kylie is unbearably cute. And since I never did recover to ask that question again, let me just tell you that Kylie first noticed Snowflake's attachment the day the Browns brought him home.
Look, he follows her.
For whatever reason, the duck imprinted on Kylie and just had to be by her side, no matter what the hour. When Snowflake refused to stay in the backyard, Kylie's parents, Ashley and Mike, say they had no choice but to give him a diaper and make him a house duck.
He goes everywhere the ducks are allowed and almost everywhere they're not allowed. I don't know if you've ever had a 2-year-old or a 4-year-old that wouldn't leave home without its blankie.
She
would not leave home without her duck.
Come on, Snowflake.
And at that point, nothing's negotiable.
Snowflake goes to the beach in summer and sledding in winter. He's been to soccer practice, gone on sleepovers. He even went trick-or-treating as Olaf, the snowman from Frozen. And over time, because they both sincerely believe they belong together, Snowflake and Kylie have formed a bond like most of us will never know.
It's special that I know that that's the type of person that she's gonna be.
Since we first told this story in 2016, Kylie has gotten even more motherly. She taught Snowflake how to read, or at least not eat the words.
Speak away.
She also taught him the value of community service, signing him up to be a therapy duck.
Yeah.
And of course, she knows just what to do whenever her little one needs help falling asleep. Kylie really is going to make a great mom someday. Mostly because she always has been.
You know, someday he's gonna grow up and go to college.
What?
Oh my God. It was so hard for us to sit here without going,
It's so cute.
It is the cute. Honestly, guys, we'll put a link because you gotta watch it. It is some of the quack quacks are actually her. Not the duck. She quacks at the duck.
It's amazing.
It's so cute. And also,
he cuddles up on her.
He cuddles her. And also him as Olaf for Halloween. I couldn't. It's so cute.
So ridiculous.
It's so cute. And I love that they left in, I think in, you know, journalism and stuff, being professional, they left in that reporter. He could not get it together.
He couldn't stop
when
laughing.
He said, when did you know? And she says that he was a duck. He lost his mind. That video made me so happy.
No, it's so sweet.
It's the sweetest mm-hmm. thing ever. So we're going to link to that, and hopefully you guys will go watch it. But even just listening to it, is it not the cutest?
It's so sweet.
It's so precious.
I want a little duck.
Oh, my God. So my friend who sent it to me, mm-hmm. we went down a horrible rabbit hole of texting where we made a plan that we would forge letters from our doctors to our husbands that we needed therapy ducks. And she Googled duck diapers, which apparently are very popular and came up very easy. Unreal. And I got upset because I said, Becky, those duck diapers are prettier than my own underwear. You could buy so many patterns and color. They're gorgeous. And I'm like,
real.
I won't tell you what I wear, but they ain't pretty. My poor Dan Tipton. He's like, man, ducks get better looking undergarments than my wife. Jessica.
Dana.
I think that's our show.
I think we did it.
Do you want to tell everybody how to get a hold of us and why?
Yes. Please like, follow, tag, whatever you want to do. Contact us. Instagram at the Rants and Raves Podcast, as well as Facebook at the Rants and Raves Podcast. Our website, therantsandravespodcast.com. Email us at therantsandravespodcast@gmail.com. And Twitter, wait for it, at @raves_the.
Ooh, memorized that. Gonna get it tattooed on my armpit.
Thank you so much. Thank you for...
keep sending us good stories, guys. Yes. Share things with us. We want to shout out your friends. We want to hear about your local hometown heroes, mm-hmm. your local charity organizations, or even not local, you know, world ones.
And anything that infuriates you.
And anything that just bugs you. Like the fact that Jessica and I have horrible laughs, or that I say like every other word.
And I say,
I still love us. All right, everybody, we'll see you next week.
Quickly, a point to ponder.
Oh, okay.
Solo cups, blue or red, you decide.
I already decided a long time ago. Jessica, okay. All right, there's a right and a wrong answer, you guys. Think about it. I'm telling you, there's a right and a wrong. All right, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.